Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Have to admit that he lost that debate with Sean Hannity on Thursday night. And boy, it really was a doozy, no doubt about it. A lot of sparks flying and a lot, I think, coming out about both candidates that we saw with Sean Hannity on Thursday night. But folks, we're going to talk about that this weekend because here we are, the weekend show. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you here on the Saturday morning edition, the weekend show. Some of you might be hearing this program at different times during the weekend, so welcome one, welcome all, welcome to everybody listening to us on AM 860 The Answer, our flagship station in Tampa, Florida, and of course everyone along the GCN network. And of course GCN distributes our program to all of our great FM and AM affiliates all across the country. And our telephone number, of course, this morning, if you'd like to call in and be part of the program, 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. And you can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd also like to opine there, you can send me a direct message. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. Well, of course, we are going to talk about the debate. We talked about it a lot on the Friday edition, but there's still some fallout from all that. And I do think, folks, that we saw some very clear choices that were being laid out by the governor of California and the governor of Florida. And it was a pseudo-presidential style debate, of course, but Gavin Newsom, I think, trying to rub it into Ron DeSantis a little bit by saying, you know, the one true thing here is that neither of us will be the nominee. Well, we will see about that because, of course, a lot of people suspect that Gavin Newsom may be filling that bill, but we've got some audio, folks, that shows that Gavin Newsom is willing to just toe the party line, give out the narrative about how Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are just going to be on the ticket. They're going to go on to victory, and they are going to win in this presidential election. And that's becoming a much tougher pill, not just for the general electorate to swallow, but for Democrats, the Democrat Party elite. So we will talk about that on the program today. Also, we'll bring you up to date on what's happening in Israel. The ceasefire, of course, now over, and the fighting continues. But there's a very interesting twist that's going on with the developments in Israel now. The International Criminal Court sends a prosecutor to Israel. The Jerusalem Post is reporting that this is not just a diplomatic issue, as legally Jerusalem has said for years that it does recognize the ICC's jurisdiction, such that even in informal interactions are under a microscope in terms of their significance and meaning. Should the ICC decide to prosecute and issue arrest warrant for Israelis, this could obligate around 125 countries, including essentially the entire EU, to arrest Israeli soldiers or officials, something which could alter the Jewish state's global standing in a very negative way. Again, from the Jerusalem Post. And you have Senator Bernie Sanders basically saying that starting up again, going after Gaza, going after the Palestinian positions in Gaza, and rooting out Hamas and rooting out their ability to attack Israel again in the very similar fashion that we saw, that, my friends, is something that Senator Sanders is calling beyond the pale. He says Netanyahu's resumption of bombing in Gaza is beyond the pale. He said this on X, formerly Twitter. 2 million people are now in South Gaza. Many have fled earlier fighting in the north. Well, that's, again, according to Hurt, to Bernie Sanders. But maybe what Bernie Sanders is omitting, maybe what he's forgetting to say, is that Israel continues to telegraph in the spirit of dropping leaflets or indicating which buildings are going to be targeted and telling people to get out of harm's way. Now, you would think that the just and righteous and caring government of Gaza, that is basically the Hamas terrorist group, as they came into power back around 2005 or so, you would think that the just and loving and caring and righteous government of Gaza would say, we need to do everything we can in order to protect our people. We're going to try to get them out of harm's way. I don't know. Do you see that happening? Because, of course, what they're looking for is the propaganda value of all this. They're looking for the ability to say, look at what Israel is doing, and they're coming against the innocent people of Gaza and so forth. But all the while, Israel has gone so far above and beyond, and it's not beyond the pale. They're going above and beyond the call of duty in order to try to minimize civilian casualties. And we've been talking about this ever since this particular phase of the conflict began on October 7th, when Hamas broke the peace that was there, essentially. They broke that peace. We've been talking about this, of course. Hamas tries to maximize collateral damage. Israel is looking to minimize the collateral damage. But yet, the propaganda narrative continues to be one that says, well, Israel is, the aggressors here, they're committing genocide, the Hamas terror group. In fact, earlier in the week, we saw some people at the Oakland City Council as they were debating a resolution, I believe, about supporting the Palestinian areas and so forth, supporting Gaza, by extension, really supporting Hamas. But people saying, look, Hamas is not a terror group. That's a lie. That in and of itself is propaganda. And it's, again, boggling that you have some people who are going down that road. Well, we're going to try to get them on the right road, folks. Kyle Warren with you. It is the weekend edition, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to pay a couple of bills. And when we come back, we have much more. It's chock full.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. It is the weekend edition of the program, and we have a lot of fun on the weekend. In fact, we try to have a little bit more fun than we do throughout the rest of the week, if that's even humanly possible. And, of course, we do our level best to send you off into your weekend with a smile. And so wherever you are, whatever you're doing, we're glad that you're there. And we're glad that you're with us. We're glad that you're choosing to spend some time with us this morning. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call. If you'd like to be part of the program, 949-822-7959. And operators are standing by. Well, as I said, we do have so much to talk about this morning. It's literally chock full as we take a look at what's happened throughout the week. And, of course, the breaking news and looking ahead through the weekend. But we've got our first caller of the morning, and I believe this is Tony in Tampa. Good morning, Tony. You're on the program.
Good morning. Good morning, Kyle. I just want to be brief on this.
Sure.
There's not a Democrat in the country that could beat Ron DeSantis for the presidency.
I think he did a great job on the debate, and certainly compared to Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom just seemed like he was upset. He was lecturing everybody. It didn't make me feel like, hey, I really want to listen to this guy and find out where he's coming from.
Trump would have had a lot of trouble last night if he was in that debate with DeSantis, with Newsom. I don't see how he could have lasted 15, 20 minutes. The guy's 78 years old.
Yeah. Well, exactly. I'd like to see, you know, and we may see that debate. You know, that still may come up. Who knows, depending on who's the nominee for the Democrats. But I think DeSantis, I think he was able to keep his cool He was able to just continue to kind of move forward. You know, it wasn't a perfect debate by any, you know, by any amount, but overall, I think it was incredibly good for DeSantis.
DeSantis came up strong. And I think he's a lock. If Republicans nominate him for the presidency, he'll win. There isn't a Democrat in this country that could beat him. Thanks a lot, Kyle, and take care now, man.
Thank you, too. Thanks, Tony in Tampa. All right, Tony in Tampa, everybody. Appreciate the telephone call very much. You know, I do think that Newsom was kind of preachy. He kept kind of lecturing us about things. You know, he kept saying, you know, things like, okay, you know, you don't understand. I mean, I'm just paraphrasing here. But it's as if he had to keep trying to explain everything to us. And every time that Sean Hannity would ask him a question, he would say, now, wait a minute, let me talk about this first, then I'll get to your question. But it turns out, you know, he never really actually got to the questions. But he'd want to say a bunch of other stuff. And he was checking off all the boxes about different groups and sort of paying homage to different political groups or different factions. And I think the real contrast came because he was doing that while DeSantis was, I think, focused more on the things that he had done, the things that he had accomplished, and how that would translate into a DeSantis administration, for example. So I think there was a lot more positivity, a lot more sort of moving forward as a country rather than trying to satisfy disparate ideas or disparate groups that sort of cobbled together to make the liberal left and the Democrat Party. I just think it came off as DeSantis had sort of a plan and knew how to move forward, being results-based, and Gavin Newsom is kind of like, well, I'm kind of a caretaker of all the liberal stuff. And so what I want to do is I want to make sure that I'm not offending any of the liberal groups because I am your caretaker. I am your refuge here. And I think that wouldn't play very well in terms of a national election. But very interesting perspective from Tony in Tampa about how DeSantis would fare in the general election. And I just think that he needs to be able to get his message out there a lot more. In fact, then you had the dig, if you remember, you had the dig from DeSantis about, well, you know, why don't you get out of the way, Ron? You know, of course, they would call each other by first names, and that's also, you know, baked in. You know, call him Ron, call him Gavin, you know, because you're not saying governor and otherwise, because that, I guess that elevates somebody and this kind of stuff. But he's like, okay, why don't you get out of the way, Ron, basically, and let Nikki Haley get her chance, you know, to knock out Trump and this kind of thing. And so there was these little digs in there. And, of course, DeSantis, a lot of times he would be able to come back with, hey, you know, I know you like to jabber and this kind of thing, but sometimes it degenerated and even Sean Hannity couldn't control them both. But let's listen here briefly to a clip from that debate where Sean Hannity goes through what he calls the lightning round, but basically starts asking, how is the Biden administration doing? Now, in other words, give them a grade. Now, you can guess, if this is not a mystery, you can guess what Gavin Newsom, the grade he would give Biden versus DeSantis, but it's what also comes after that about would you, be part of this if something were to occur with Joe Biden and he were to step down. So let's listen in here real quick.
Lightning round. It'd be great if you guys cooperated. I'm not a potted plant here. And I want to ask you, we all know that federal policy does have a huge impact on states. We know that. I'm going to ask you three simple questions, and I just want one-word answers, okay, from three of you.
Do our best.
Well, we're coming up on a break. And the issue is right now Joe Biden is president.
Yep.
So I would like both of you to give a grade to Joe Biden overall as president. Governor Newsom,
hey.
I'll give...
A. An A, absolutely.
Governor DeSantis.
Master
failed.
A failure.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's your
now.
Opinion.
Number two, are his policies helping or hurting your individual states? Is it helping the state of Florida?
The inflation is hurting our state big time.
Great.
fail. He failed. Yep. He's failed on the economy.
The guy just took $28 million in the Science and Tech Act. Thank you, Joe Biden. It's absolutely accelerating our dominance in manufacturing, accelerating our revitalization.
Okay, that was
state.
A simple answer.
Unequivocally,
lastly,
absolutely yes.
Okay, I will ask you, Governor DeSantis. I have played over and over again, and Governor Newsom, you have seen over and over again. Joe Biden is experienced what I believe to be significant cognitive decline. And in other words, it's the toughest job in the world. Is Joe Biden experiencing this cognitive decline? Is it a danger to the country? Do you find when he speaks, what is your reaction to it?
Yes, he's in decline. Yes, it's a danger to the country. He has no business running for president. And, you know, Gavin Newsom agrees with that. He won't say that. That's why he's running his shadow campaign. He should not be running. He is not up to the job. And it is dangerous for this country.
Okay, stop right there. Stop right there. Because what DeSantis just did and the way that Sean Hannity sort of phrased the question was very good. But backing up to the earlier question about give the grade and are these policies helping and this kind of thing, you know, I think that Gavin Newsom missed the opportunity there. He missed a real opportunity to be able to say, you know what, I think overall that the policies we're pursuing, in other words, he could phrase it like this. You know, I think overall the policies that we're pursuing are good. I think the policies we're pursuing are, you know, ultimately designed to lift people up, et cetera, et cetera. In other words, he could sort of, you know, spin on that for a moment. But he should have said something like, but I do know that it's kind of rough. And if you look at what's happening to people in their daily lives, in their kitchen table budgets, something else is going on, and that's why collectively we as the Democrats, and I'm helping, and I would give Joe Biden whatever advice I can, and because we're all in this together. I think if he said something like that, it would have come off almost as if he's willing to understand, or, you know, like Bill Clinton would be, I feel your pain, or this kind of thing, but he just roared right by it because he has to simply say unequivocally, oh, yes. It's all good. Every single part of this is good. There's nothing wrong. No matter what you're experiencing, this is essentially what he's communicating at that point. No matter what you're experiencing, this, you know, you don't get it because it's all so good. And I just give him an A. And then Ron DeSantis now with this talking about Joe Biden and his cognitive decline, everybody can see that. So I don't think when people would hear something like this from Ron DeSantis that they would say, oh, he's just being partisan, he's just anti-Biden, and he's just saying this, and he's just being mean to Biden. No, because everybody sees it. Everybody sees the president, you know, mixing up words or doing stuff or shaking hands with the air. I mean, and that's not fun to talk about because it's a real serious issue. But if Gavin Newsom, in so many ways, glosses over these serious issues and preaches at us about how we don't get it, I don't see how that translates into his ascendancy. Folks, Kyle Warren, if you stay right there, we're going to be right back right after this, taking your telephone calls, of course, this morning. We're coming right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA News Update. A federal appeals court Friday allowed lawsuits against Donald Trump over the U.S. Capitol riot to proceed. The court dismissed Trump's claims of presidential immunity. Friday, the House took a decisive vote and expelled Republican Representative George Santos of New York. Before that vote, he spoke with Fox News.
If it's their choice to change precedent and loop me in with three Confederate turncoats who are expelled for treason, so I'll be the first person to get expelled from Congress without a conviction or without committing treason.
He's only the sixth member in the history of the chamber to be removed by his colleagues. A devoted University of Michigan graduate is suing the state after losing his cherished Go Blue license plate. Joseph Hartig III, a suburban Detroit lawyer, said the plate had sentimental value passed down from his late father. When he attempted to renew it, he found it was assigned to another car owner. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are racing through this weekend edition, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course. Everybody joining us on AM 860, The Answer, and everybody joining us along the GCN network. Good morning to everybody there at GCN. We appreciate what you do. And, of course, GCN folks, Genesis Communications, they distribute our program to all of our great AM and FM affiliates across the country. And we sure do appreciate that. We appreciate you. And, folks, it is Saturday already. It's Saturday morning, and some of you may be hearing this sometime on Saturday afternoon, maybe Sunday, and so whatever it is, whatever you're doing this weekend, we hope that you got some great plans. I'm a little bit jazzed because we're not getting the rain that we're supposed to get, or we were supposed to get, as forecast earlier in the week. So that's kind of nice, but unfortunately, some of our friends around the country, you do have rain. We're going to be telling you all about that in the next segment, where we do our trucker and traveler report. And we've got a great song. We've got a couple of great songs lined up this morning. And these, of course, are designed to keep you going, keep you pumping, and keep you doing whatever you're doing in the overnight hours. And if you're hearing this during the weekend, during the daytime, well, we keep you going then, too, because great music always has a great effect, I think. All right. Well, we're going to hear from this debate here in just a moment again. But I do want to, you know, they mentioned about the cognitive decline of Joe Biden. And, you know, we don't take pleasure in that. I don't think Americans take pleasure in it. Americans see just how important foreign policy has become in terms of the conflict that's happening in Israel, of course, Ukraine as well. That's still going on. But the effect that it's even having here at home, the protests, the division, the legitimate concerns about other possible sympathetic attacks and so forth. So we all still need to be on our guard in the sense that see something, say something. You know, some of these groups are very, very invested in trying to help their brothers in arms, I guess, in Hamas, and trying to get that narrative going again that, you know, hey, some bad things going to happen if you guys keep supporting Israel. Isn't that funny? And I don't mean funny, ha-ha, I mean funny, strange, that somehow, all of a sudden, just as we see this conflict rear up because of what Hamas did, that now it's becoming, well, should we really support Israel? You know, can the Biden administration, can they, and they're being criticized in many ways because of our support for Israel. And again, I think they're trying to soft pedal all this because they don't want to offend various groups, which gets back to my earlier point about Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom wants to make sure that he checks off all the boxes about whatever political groups that he's talking to, wants to make everybody feel as though they're all being recognized. And I get it, but he's doing it outside and in lieu of leading the people of California, for example. And focusing on a goal, focusing on things that can bring everybody along, as opposed to trying to single out different groups and by default then sort of going after others. And so, you know, that's not unifying. All right, but the question of cognitive decline, I think, is also sort of taken up in this quote. Now, this happened, I think, earlier last week. In Pueblo, Colorado, a wind turbine manufacturing company. Here comes Joe Biden, and he's meeting some of the staff members there, some of the workers, and this is what he said.
Hey, Nick. This is Nick.
Hello, everybody.
Now, look, my Marine carries out it has a code to blow up the world. That doesn't. This is not nuclear weapons, is it? All right. Okay.
Okay, so there's Joe Biden. And I'm sorry about the audio quality. That's recorded at a distance. But basically, Joe Biden is meeting these workers. They're in their safety vests and so forth. And he walks up and he said, "This guy's Nick." "Oh, hey, Nick." He says, "My Marine has a code to blow up the world." I'm not laughing, but, well, I am laughing a little bit, but I'm trying not to, because it's so ludicrous. You know, how you doing? Hey, I got this Marine over there. He's got a code to blow up the world. These aren't nuclear weapons, are they? What, the wind turbines? The materials they have? What is he even talking about? And then he turns to the other guy. He's like, "Yeah, you think I'm joking," or "I'm not joking." You know, that is a little weird. I hate to say it. It's a little weird. It's very unfortunate. But that's what we're dealing with. Or we have the other Bidenisms that he does. Where he kind of looks like he doesn't know where he's going, or he shakes hands with the air, as I mentioned. So that can be very concerning. So, again, DeSantis and Newsom were asked about Joe Biden's cognitive abilities. So let's go back to that audio here and just briefly and hear what they had to say. Let's listen in.
To the job, and it is dangerous for this country.
Well, I will take Joe Biden at 100 versus Ron DeSantis any day of the week.
Okay, stop right there. I will take Joe Biden at 100. Now, I think he's just trying to get way too invested in this, my friends. Don't you think? Don't you think he's actually going, that's going overboard? I would take Joe Biden at 100. And that's throwing it back in our face, isn't it? Because we can see what's going on. And we do see what's going on. And Democrats see what's going on. And for him to say that kind of thing, I think sort of minimizes the legitimate concerns that the American people have. He could have found a better way. I understand what he's doing. He's trying to go over the top. He's trying to say, you know, no matter what Ron DeSantis could ever do, you know, at his relatively young age compared to Joe Biden, Joe Biden could age another 20 years and still would be the best president we'd ever have, and it's never going to get better. You know, that is a little bit too, it's a too much. It's too much. It's trying too hard. And I think this is where he will lose some of that connectivity that they believe that he has, generally speaking, with voters. He's very slick, and he's very practiced, but yet people have to really believe that you're looking at the reality of things and not just spouting off some shtick. And I you know what's the quote we have from Joe Biden? We, in fact, let's bring that up here. What's one of our Joe Biden quotes about the truth? Here we go. Let's listen to this.
We choose truth over facts.
Yeah, we choose truth over facts. That's right. Well, and on this program, you know, we choose style, substance over shtick, right? Substance over shtick. And what happened was, is that Gavin Newsom got into the shtick too much. He just got into the shtick, and that was it. And so, and people know you're just giving me some line. So let's continue.
Any age, in fact, all of the
you
folks.
You think he's up to the job? Yeah. You think he's 100%?
I've been spending plenty of time with 100%. Joe Biden. Private, you don't know. And by the way, results matter. Inflation now is down to 3.2%. Wages are up to 4.4%. The economy is booming. 5.2% GDP growth in the last quarter. Those are facts you don't hear on Fox News. 14 million jobs, 10 times.
Let me
more
move
the last
on. That was the lightning round. Now, on March 31st.
Yeah. So, so don't worry. Don't worry. Inflation's coming down. Remember, don't believe your lying eyes, my friends. Don't believe that. The prices are still so high. You know, I actually went to the grocery store earlier today, and I just picked up a few things, just a few little essential things, and it was incredibly expensive. You know, and you know what? You know how many bags of groceries I had? One bag of groceries, just because, like I said, I just needed a few things, and it all adds up because all the prices are higher. If we want to go out to eat, and, you know, here in Southern California, at least in my area, and you want to go out to eat for two people, casual dining, and you're not getting, you know, some, you know, it's not a fancy place, you know, it starts approaching $50. You know, this, it just, people aren't going to spend that much money because then they say, well, I'll just, you know, go to the grocery store. But the grocery store is also incredibly expensive. So people have to pull back in other ways. So for Gavin Newsom to tout the economy and tout all these wonderful things, and look how good Joe Biden has done. Yes, 100%, it's all so good. And again, he's denying the reality that people see every day. I don't think this puts him into a good position with voters who might want to make a different choice. Oh, my goodness. So this is one of the best things, by the way, because Gavin Newsom, I think his star started falling a little bit because of how he did at that debate. All right, folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you, coming right back. We've got a great song coming up. 949-822-7959 as we roll through the weekend edition.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We are back, folks. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we race through the weekend edition of the program. And we're glad to be with you, of course. Head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's my home website. If you'd like to send me a direct message, we can hear from you that way as well. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and we'll be able to get that and comment on that as well. A lot of people finding that. We appreciate the messages very, very much. And, of course, you can also call us at 949-822-7959, 949-822-7959. Operators are standing by, of course, to take your telephone call. Well, what we're standing by for right now is our Trucker Traveler Report and song. And if you're new to the program, we have a great song, actually two great songs every morning to keep you going, keep you pumped up. If you're traveling across the highways and byways, if you're working a job, if you're working a shift, whatever it is that you're doing in the overnight hours, or in this case, over the weekend, we want to give you a chance to, again, to, as I said, to keep you revved up and going. I sure do appreciate Driver Ron, Trucker Ron in Denver. He sent in some other requests. And we'll be getting to those, of course, early next week, I believe. But I sure do appreciate the suggestions, and it's always great to hear, especially from truckers out there who are doing their job and going overland, over the road. This really, really great. And whatever you're doing, as I said, we're glad that you're there. And drop me a line. Let me know that you're listening as well. And when you do, let us know where you're listening from, and we'll give you a shout-out here on the program. Well, without any further ado, let's get to this morning's song. And, of course, listeners to the program know that I'm a big Eric Clapton fan. So let's get started with a little Bad Love this morning. Eric Clapton. To it, doesn't it? I gotta tell you, these Eric Clapton songs, so many times, you know, sometimes if I had to pick a word, it would be soaring. And he just has a way with the songwriting and the guitar playing and all that, just the way these songs go together, that they really do just seem to sort of fly on their own. And I've always thought that, and a big fan of Eric Clapton, and it was a great song there, Bad Love, and I'm glad that we were able to play it this morning. So, okay, let's take a look. And oh, and by the way, again, I do appreciate Trucker Ron out there in Denver, in the Denver area, because he wrote in and he told me about, and I think I mentioned this earlier in the week, but I'd like to mention it again. We played a track the other night called The Salt in My Tears, and this is by an artist named Martin Briley. And it's from back in the 80s, basically. But it's a great rock record. It's one of my favorite rock and roll records. Just the guitars and how it's all orchestrated. I really have always liked it. And so he liked the song, too. And so every once in a while, it is a little bit of an obscure pick. But we'll do that from time to time. We'll bring out something that that maybe you might not have heard or might have not been a big mega hit or something like that. But we'll mix it up with some of that stuff. And because a lot of times, sometimes, you know, what's on it, people's nowadays, it's on their playlist and this kind of thing. Sometimes it is the stuff that touched them in some way. It you know, reminds them of something, or it's just, you know, that was a cool time in my life when I came across this song. So at any rate, we'll try and keep those coming. All right, so let's take a look here real quick at what's happening around the country this weekend. Of course, our friends up in the Pacific Northwest, as we head into the weekend here, you've got lots of rain and snow. There's no doubt about that, especially if you're in the Seattle area. And we got a real nice message the other night from Joan, who's listening up in the Seattle area on GCN. And she had some real nice comments for us and for the program and for Denise Simon. And so you've got all kinds of rain. You've got rain and you've got snow over to the east of Seattle. And this is covering most of the western part of Washington. Rain goes all the way down to Portland, Oregon. Also, if you're in the Walla Walla area, you've got all kinds of rain, and you've also got snow that's dipping down into Oregon as well. So if you're down near LaGrande, Eglin, you've got all kinds of snow there. Also, snow just outside of Spokane, west of Spokane, if you're coming up I-90, that's all covering over the interstate right now, so you got to be careful there. South of Missoula, Montana, all right, if you're near there, and if you head down US 93 down to a place called Stevensville, you've got all kinds of snow that's coming across the roadway there. That's going to cover Florence as well. I believe this will probably keep moving south a little bit, so be careful in that area. And that's where we're seeing some snow. Also, snow on the map this morning, Salt Lake City area. We've got snow in that area, and this is going to go down south on Interstate 15 down towards Provo. If you're near Ogden and Logan, you've also got snow happening in that area as well. I-70 coming out of Denver this morning, Glenwood Springs, snow there. That's going to go south down towards Montrose as well. And, of course, this is the time of year, folks. We're going to start seeing a lot more of this kind of stuff. We also are continuing to see lots of rain mixed with snow. This is going to be in southern Wisconsin, Rockford, it looks like, in that area. Then over in South Bend, Indiana, we got the rain. Lots of rain mixed with snow covering almost most of the lower part of Michigan this morning. So be careful there. Now, taking a look at some of these weather advisories and so forth, we're going to start here. We've got some dense fog advisories to tell you about as well. If you're in the Wichita area, Wichita, Kansas, this is, of course, going to be along I-35. You've got a dense fog advisory that's going to stretch on over towards Emporia, by the way, down over to Kingman. Also, Dodge City. You may not be able to get out of Dodge right now because it's going to be way too foggy. So please batten down and stay put. And, of course, be very serious about this, because when you're driving through this stuff, it's going to be it can be very, very dangerous indeed. Also around the area of Springfield, Illinois, we've got widespread fog will linger across central Illinois through Saturday morning. So you want to be aware of that. Also, near Charlotte, North Carolina, looks like a patchy dense fog has developed, will continue to spread across parts of North Carolina mountains and foothills, as well as the I-85 corridor in South Carolina upstate. Fog will remain in place through daybreak, should break up slowly thereafter. So at least you have those conditions there. So again, be very careful out there. We're going to continue to watch this for next hour, because we'll have more next hour in this segment of the program for our Trucker Traveler Report. But right now, we're going to head to the top of the hour, our top of the hour news. And when we come back, we've got much more to tell you about, plus taking your telephone calls to 949-822-7959. Stay right there, because we are coming right back. I promise.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you.
Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.